89.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh, let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Tell It to Stanya. That's right, I am she and she is me. And it's another sad day afternoon. I swear I be living like about 10 lifetimes before I get here. Hello, somebody. So, you know, I always minding my own business, but I was minding this girl or woman business a little while now, and she was minding mine too. Boy, I tell you, you're young, but you've been in this game a long, long time. Okay, I think that's my... I'm sorry, let me turn up my phone now. Okay, been in this game a long... So I decided to invite the guest in today because... Man, let me tell the truth. I invited her in for me. That's what I did. I invited her in as a business owner, as a small business owner, as a talk show host. I've had challenges with how to present myself, how to brand myself. And believe it or not, I mean, Eve's journey has been around from 2011, mm-hmm. a long time, a very long time. And I still struggle with how should I show up? What should my brand look like? Sometimes I think I'm the brand. See, she writes, and I know that don't be a good thing. But anyway, sometimes I try to figure out, okay, what do I do exactly?
Right.
Who, and it's hard to kind of even, you know, zoom in or focus on your target market sometimes if you don't even know who you are as a business. See, I got you. Listen, and I tell you, that's why I want you here. Yes, girl. I hear. Okay. You think I only look cute today, eh? Okay. Hello. Anyway, somebody. Hello, someone. So today what we're going to talk about, we're taking a detour, and you know I like to take detours. But we're going to be talking about business. We're talking about branding. We're talking about how to brand, not only as a business owner, you know, but at yourself, your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Like, how do you want to show up? How do you want to be perceived? What do you want to give off? What is the BS you want people to believe about you? That's what branding is. What is the BS?
It shouldn't be BS.
It should
be authentic.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So with that said, I want to welcome Juliet Butler to the show. Woo-hoo. All right.
Glad to be here.
Okay. Now, the thing about it, I don't even quite remember how we met. Do you remember? I don't...
Listen.
Because you young now. Because I know, you know, I could be 100 years old. So I don't remember everything.
We got to pull them files. We got to pull them receipts.
So. I was behaving?
We was behaving? We was doing good things back in the day.
Okay. Yes. All right.
I had to take a shot bar. And it was a portable bar.
I remember that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And initially, the reason why I started marketing to begin with was because I had problems finding somebody to do my flyer, finding somebody who can help me with branding my vision. So I had to do my own research. You know, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we always have to find our way. And so I had to look around and say, who's going to help me? How am I going to be helped? I said, I got to help myself.
Right.
And that's most of us out there. So if you're listening and you're an entrepreneur, I know you understand and can relate to that. And so the more I researched, the more I became interested, the more I became passionate, and also found that this is a skill that I can attain and share and help with others, not only for myself to gain revenue, but also for other business owners like myself. So here we are.
No, Juliet, like I said, I know it was, I'm trying to think, man, that had to have been at least 10 years.
At least 10 years ago. Don't call our age.
Right. That's right. And you know, when I got at least 10 years on you, but it was a really long time ago. And you were doing, like you mentioned, the mobile bar, which was something that I didn't hear about. And like I said, this was had to have been over 10 years ago. So it was definitely something new, something that most people were not doing. Now we see people who are, you know, they're renting this, they have this, they're doing all these different things. So you have been doing this a very long time. I mean, you're very innovative And the thing about it, you know, like I always like to tell people, like, I love working with younger people because your mind, now I think I have a young mind in a way.
Definitely.
Right? But
definitely.
But definitely, I don't know how to do a whole lot of things.
Okay.
And as I told someone this week, I said, the wise person knows that they don't know everything. And that's okay. You know what I mean?
True.
So as a business person, you know, I love speaking with people who know more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, you may be, you know, a whippersnapper to me, but you've been in this game a whole, I mean, longer than many people.
God is good. Yes.
Yes. So today we're talking about branding. What is branding and what is marketing? Like, is it the same thing for starters or is it totally different? Because we get confused and branding all of a sudden became like this new buzzword.
I'm telling you. And one thing that I love about branding is it's founded on relationships. And it starts off with my true belief, which is branding is the foundation of a relationship. When you think about a relationship, you think about connection, you think about self-identification and who you are. And you have to think about that the same way when you have a company. What is your company representing? What does your company stand for? And you can incorporate that in your lifestyle as well. What do you stand for? What are your core values? What is your mission? And all of this is a part of how you brand yourself and how you brand your company. So when we think about articulating who we are, we think about the relationships that we're going to build and how we're going to build them. Then that's where marketing comes into play. So branding is the self-identification, the self-awareness, and then the company identification and the company awareness. And then after we've identified that, then we'll go into sharing that with other people. What's the strategy around sharing that? How are we going to build our community? People with like minds, that's the target audience that we talk about, right?
Okay.
And so that's why that's so important. That's why it's so crucial to focus on building the brand first, then building the network. You know, I did this training with TDC and that was the goal. The goal was for them to first identify who they are and then identify what the company stood for.
So, okay, good stuff. So, So pretty much what you're saying is branding is, it's like the foundation.
Oh, definitely.
It's the building blocks for your marketing, for how you advertise.
Oh, yeah.
It's and not even that. I mean, how you do business, really.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board. I mean, because it even affects like the product that you, the service that you are offering.
It's inevitable. Branding is inevitable. Even when you feel like you're not giving off a perception, you're already doing that. So in everything you do, company-wise and person, what your values are and your foundational core mission and vision is, you have to emote that, because even when you feel like nobody's watching, somebody's watching. And the question that you always want to ask as an entrepreneur or a person that's working on yourself is, how am I being conveyed to the audience?
I'm hearing some music or something. Brittany, what's all that music I'm hearing?
We jamming.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so it is the foundation. So, all right. Let's say, I've been doing this for a while.
Gotcha.
What would you say to me? Like, okay, what questions? Listen, let me tell you something now.
Let's go.
Juliet, you're going to go do one little something for me afterwards.
Let's
I didn't
go.
Tell
I got you
this.
You know right. I got you.
Yeah, because
you
people need help. Yeah, listen.
Miss Hannah, you know you spoil now.
Little while now. Okay, hello. All right, so what would be like the first question or question that a company or a person can ask themselves when they are thinking about their brand?
I think purpose, okay?
Okay.
That is the most important thing when starting anything. What is your purpose and how does it align with what you're trying to enact into the world, okay? Be authentic, be genuine in your purpose, and if you're skilled in anything, make sure that whatever that thing is can be diversified into multiple products for yourself. So it's always asking yourself, what is my purpose? What am I here for? Everybody has a different person. You know, I worship my God, Jesus Christ. And so in that thought, I would say my purpose is to share. My purpose is to serve. My purpose is to educate my community. And so this helps me do that. So I ask myself, what skills do I have that can convey my purpose? Okay, so everything starts and ends with purpose. Your legacy and what you leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important to start. What am I good at? what do I like doing? Mm-hmm. When I sit down and think about things that make me happy or bring me joy, what are those things? Now, I'm not saying that the thing that you decide to use to service your community, you will be in love with. A lot of people think, oh, this business is my baby, and I'm so passionate about this, and mm-hmm. I can't let this go. Some businesses are meant to be sold.
You know, let me tell you, I remember speaking with a client, and we were talking about purpose. And yes. So she said, like, you know, Stanley, like how you love doing what you do, and, you know, you just be so energized and motivated yes. every day. I say, child, it's a lie. I say it's a lie. Yes. Not every day you feel like come you could on. Love what you do, you know, but not every day you feel like
come on,
going out there and you don't feel motivated to do that.
About business.
Yes, the truth about business is that you don't. Well, for me, because my business is I listen to people's business. That's right. You just said.
Oh, stop.
But you know what? It's a little clue and key to your purpose. Mm. It's not only wrapped up in things that you are actually good at, you know. Sometimes your purpose or how you can identify your purpose is wrapped up in what you get in trouble for.
Come on.
So, for example, I'm moving in the spirit, girl. I got you, girl. You think I only look cute today?
Let's go.
No, I know, Liz.
Name.
That's
no,
right.
No, you came today.
Hello.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that.
So, for example, as a little girl, I would get in trouble. I know y'all ain't believe this one. I would get in trouble all the time for talking too much.
Oh, wow.
I know you ain't believe that, Juliet.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
But, no, you innocent.
Yeah, man. Now, did my mommy know when she was cutting my hip and telling me keep my mouth shut in school that I would have a talk show host and be a life coach?
Wow.
No, but God was setting me up. So sometimes your purpose is wrapped up in the things that you get in trouble for.
Oh, yeah.
That people may not necessarily even like in you.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, I like to call it God's goodie bag for success.
Come on. Sometimes the thing that you think is disrupting you
yes.
is your direction.
Yes.
Is your path sometimes. And I agree with you 100%.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, even in my thought process while I was employed, because I'm solely an entrepreneur now with God's grace, I always used to feel like, why am I such a disruptor? Why when I see something that can be more efficient, do I have all ideas? Why don't I just stick with the status quo? You know what I mean? Because sometimes you get on the job and you're like, I have this great idea. I want to bring it to the table.
Right.
This can, you know, make our SOP more efficient. How can we be more effective? And sometimes I just felt like I was a bother. But again, to your point, sometimes the disruption
is your direction. Yeah. So that's something that we don't always, that we don't recognize or realize with purpose. But a lot of times life is setting you up for success. That thing that people complain about in you is the very thing. It's actually a skill set or it's a part of your character that is needed for you to get the job done.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So even the fact, like when we think about lawyers, most of them, all of them, argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be something that they maybe got in trouble for as a younger person, but then it serves a purpose in the courtroom.
Exactly.
So, and by the way, if you want to be a part of this conversation, you know, I like people's business. It's the business of my business. You can send me a WhatsApp message. That's text. You can send me a text message, 422-4796. That's 422-4796, especially if you have a business and you want to know more about, okay, well, how do I brand myself? What is my brand? Definitely send me the question and I'll ask Juliet. Because once again, Chaz Danny ain't know these things, shall I? I sitting at Juliet's feet. Hello, somebody. Or you can even give us a call for 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Y'all better try to take advantage of this. I ain't saying nothing. Because when y'all see Juliet again, child, Juliet is
and
a businesswoman.
We offer free consultations.
See, we got a call already.
We offer free consultations.
For true?
Yes,
yeah,
we
y'all do free consultation?
Yes, we offer free consultations.
Oh, my God. Okay, we have a caller. Okay, Brittany. Okay, I don't know what's going on with that one. Okay, we can cycle back to that caller. I'm not quite sure what's happening. Okay, yes, we have a caller. All right, caller, go ahead.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Good afternoon, Daniel, and good afternoon to the guests as well.
Good afternoon.
I'm sitting down here at the sewing machine just enjoying this conversation.
Oh, God, that's good.
You know, I was listening to, Delton Ellis, I think, and he was talking, that's great.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
How he used to come into the youth group, you know, and, you know, just being the clown, and you know, he he'll be put out.
Right.
Wow.
And look what, you know, he's making now.
Yes.
Thousands of dollars.
I'm telling you.
From the very same things that, you know, he was disciplined for.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
And he's an amazing example of the authenticity of Bahamian branding. He is himself. He is joyful. He emotes the Bahamian brand in a very authentic way.
He's funny. Yeah,
but he's relatable. Also eloquent and broadly marketable.
Yes.
And that is also important, especially as an influencer and someone who's branding themselves personally to articulate to a consumer. Okay? He can all aspects of his life and also articulate himself as a business himself. So imagine if he was stunted by those persons, if he was shifted in his mind by those persons, he would not be here today. So God bless his disruption. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
So you're up. Have a good
day. And like I said, you know, we miss that a whole lot. And there's, I have this thing, and maybe I'll do it on the air. I'm not quite sure. Mm-hmm. The roads to purpose. Yeah. Because, yeah, I have a very weird and wild and crazy mind. And that's it. My crazy actually works. So I would say that I see things in a different way. So I have this thing, like I said, and that's one of the things that I talk about the negative part of yourself that leads you to purpose. But I think I have four or five. I haven't done it for a while, but that's something that we'll talk about in another show. Okay, so let me ask you this. So what is Dasque's brand? Like, when you look at it, what is this brand, Juliet?
For me, you know, I'm a big fan as well, but I think it's just his authentic self.
Right.
I think he has been able to articulate not only the Bahamian product of who we are, so that's our language, our tonality, the funness about us in his tone. He brings that out naturally. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's also very professional and eloquent in the way that he does it. The quality of his work is also his brand. So even the way he speaks, music he uses, down to the quality of his product, where it's video, photography, movies, acting.
Posting, whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All is structured in a particular way. And all of that equates to your brand.
Okay. We'll see. We're talking about authentic branding. Because, you know, of course, people who... And it's a weird thing because... You know, I've met people or radio or TV or whatever, or wherever you hear people talking with them. And then when you meet them or you interact with them, it's like, oh my God, they're totally like, it's like, who this is?
The thing is about that. And see, we can definitely dialogue on this. It doesn't mean that it takes away from the authenticity of the brand.
Right.
There can be a separate brand and then you can have your own brand.
Okay.
So for example, let's say when I have a fitness brand, right? And in that particular aspect of my life, I'm focused on fitness.
Right.
In my life where I'm branded with my family.
Right.
But it's all, there's so many different parts in us, puzzles in us that sometimes consumers tend to do what? Put us in those boxes. Oh, well, you're this way when you're here, but you're this way when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's a part of me.
Right.
But when I have my fitness social media platforms and my company.
So, okay.
You expect it out of me.
Listen, I tell you not, Juliet. I'm milking you today.
Cheesecake, don't judge me. Even though I have my fitness channel, don't judge me.
See? So now, let's say someone who has, they have several different businesses or.
Here we go.
Or let's say the business serves different people. So for example, I'm a life coach.
Yes.
And as a life coach, there's like three branches.
Of course.
One branch is, I work with people one-on-one, especially people who are going through a breakup or people who are trying to figure out like what's going on in my life. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's one service.
Okay.
Or one focus.
Of course.
The other focus is, I'm also a teacher. So meaning that I show people or I teach people how to help others heal, how to start your support group, how to be a life coach, all that stuff. So that's the second branch.
Okay.
And then the third, I also work with companies, helping them with problem employees. So or teams who are not getting along.
They'll
bring me into
conflict resolution.
Yes, to resolve it, to bring them closer. Or if let's say there's someone there who, a manager who, they're great at what they do. They have the skill set. But it's that little stinky personality that's getting in the way.
Hold on.
Okay, so that's three different, right? So my struggle, I tell you, I ain't checking for y'all. Y'all
Let's
better
go.
Chat. Y'all better call Let's Juliet and or message me so y'all could ask these questions.
Anyhow.
So because there's three different, focus or services.
Yes.
I struggle with trying to, first of all, even market You know, so sometimes I'm like, I supposed to be on LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram. Where are you supposed to be? Who? Like, that gets confusing.
Of course.
Or sometimes as talk show hosts, people are now going, no, we can't let her come here to speak with our employees because Stanya could be a little wild when she be listening to her own. Right. So, but that's a different brand. Tell It to Stanya is different from Stanya when she's going into. So how does someone like me and others, how can we now create? Do we create three different brands? Like how that it gets confusing.
No, I understand completely. It depends. Depends on the individual. Are you the face of the brand? Are you not? Now you're the face of your brand.
Unfortunately.
Hold on. So if you're the face of your brand, then you want to diversify those as separate products. To who you are.
Okay.
Okay? Because now you're the face and you're representing the radio show. You're also representing your teaching product and you're also representing businesses. So remember now, you're going in partnership with these people.
Yes.
I always tell people, and correct me if I'm wrong, call me and let me know how you feel. But service is a duality. Right. Meaning we come into agreement and we say, you're going to provide me with this while I provide you with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we think about that, when you're trying to diversify your brand, these are multiple products under one umbrella.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so all you have to do is find a marketing strategy that works for those separate target audiences under that one umbrella.
Okay?
So you aren't dispersing your brand for each of the products. You're not shifting. You're still the same human being.
Right.
You're the funny person. Right. You're the educated person. You're the person to come to be taught from. Okay? But the target audience that you're going to speak to, the content that you're going to build for each of those products is going to look different. The placement for that is going to look different. And that's when we talk about marketing, advertising, PR. Okay. What rooms am I going to be in when I'm trying to reach a business owner or a business or corporate entity trying to build their team, as opposed to me trying to give consultation to that couple that needs assistance.
Okay.
The content is going to look different. The sound, the tone, all of that.
Okay. So when you're branding, when you're now, you know, deciding, okay, now I need to get these people in, I need to get customers. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that even as simple as which social media platform you go to, you know, depends on your brand and who you're trying to reach.
Everything is important down to the detail. It's important. I know people say, oh, just marketing. Make me one flyer.
Mm-mm.
Give me one business card. It's not just that. And I'm an acquired taste in marketing because it's not always about the pretty. It is about the purpose. I want to connect and have a long-term relationship. Let's get down to the truth of it, okay? In the Bahamas, there is a cap on the amount of persons that you can sell to.
Right.
And so that means you need frequency in your sales. And because you need that frequency, that means you need to build not just a relationship, but a long-term one. How do I connect? How do I connect and keep them and retain that client so they come back to me? That's by diversifying your product. And you've done that. Now it's just building the strategies to maintain them. That's your promotions. That's your sales strategies. And also with the products and services that you present, you need to make sure that all of it is targeted to those specific audiences. So
okay, and branding can be as simple as even the colors that you use.
Yes.
Because I was having a conversation with my operations manager and so we were, you know, talking about some stuff. So I was like, I want to change Eve's Journey's logo. And so I said, and I want to change the colors. So he's like, okay, what colors are you thinking about going with? So I said, what kind of colors suit my personality? Mm-hmm. And so hi Travis. So Travis had to say,
how you doing, Travis?
Okay. Travis was like, excuse me, this ain't about you.
Yeah.
Right. So he had to bring me back.
Oh man.
He had to bring me back out of my big ego.
Yes.
And say, listen, what are you trying to convey, Stanya?
Come on.
What do you want your clients to feel like?
Exactly.
So let me ask you, because you got on your purple and green shirt.
Everybody, when they see me, they know they can see purple and green.
Or something, right. Well, I can't see colors too good because, you know, I could be 100 years old.
Yes.
Now, okay, why did you choose those colors?
Now, purple emotes grace.
Yes.
Green emotes urgency.
Yes.
And so I wanted to have a balance of both grace but urgency. We're going to work, but we're going to work in grace. And even my name, the business name, is my daughter's name. Sage is my daughter's name.
Right.
For anyone that didn't know, everybody's calling me Sage. Sage, girl, I need to fly out. No, but yes, that's my daughter's name. So it was founded on family. It was founded on legacy and building something that can help other people. So that's the reason why I chose my colors. But also, branding is customer service. Branding is the way that you follow through with your customers. It's the feedback you get back and the thank yous you give after you get that feedback. And so branding, I know that when we talk about branding a lot, and I guess it is again, we talk about the pretty colors, but I promise you, as a Bahamian target audience, you want to make sure that you give that customer service and what you put up there, that pretty flyer, those nice videos, when they come to you face to face, you can follow through with what it is that you're putting out there. And that starts first with finding the purpose, your core values, your brand message, connection with every possible consumer.
Listen, I'm going to say Brittany. See, because I always call him Brittany name. Lord, listen, tell the people
long,
exactly.
Brittany long.
But Brittany, even when I'm not on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But Juliet, okay. So, see, you're going so fast. And I tell you I could be 100 years old this year? Okay. So you said, okay, mm-hmm. purpose, your core values, your brand message. And did you say something else after
yes.
that?
Yes. So for sure, here's how I simplify it for any client I have. You build your brand. And then you build your network. What does building your brand look like? Let's focus on what our vision is first, our purpose. Mm-hmm. Where do we want to go? Who do we want to assist? What is the problem that we're trying to solve? Are we good at solving this problem? Do we need assistance with trying to solve this problem? What assistance does that look like? Is it digital assistance? Maybe AI? Is it physical assistance? Do we need another mind to help us bring this idea to fruition? What is it? I know a lot of entrepreneurs out there, they love to say, you know, this is my business. Sometimes you need to fire yourself and have a manager.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me.
Listen.
I know. I'm an acquired taste in this marketing industry.
See, daddy out there saying yes, yes.
Sometimes you have to fire yourself and hire someone who deserves the position because you want the business to scale.
Oh, my God. Listen, so, Juliet.
What a time.
See, I have a question. Someone sent a question, but we got to pause here. We got to stick a pin right
juice.
Here.
Me in the
yes.
juice.
Because, like, okay, sometimes I work and, like, if only they could turn over the business to their children, if to the next generation, or, like you say, hire someone, the business actually will flourish.
Come on.
They actually stop. And some of y'all, let me talk to y'all right now. Let me tell y'all something.
She's
let me tell y'all something
tea.
Right now. Some of y'all who in business, y'all is remind me of government workers. Let me tell you why y'all is remind me of government workers. Because some government workers, and I'm talking to y'all government workers, the only way for y'all to move out that position is through debt.
Oh, okay then.
And the sad thing about the only way some of us will move from the company or whatever is through debt, the sad part of that is you're killing your company too.
Come on. You're doing your auditing. You're looking at your operation. You're checking your inventory. Something me, right? I'm not getting the customers. But you're the face. You're the one
and she
managing.
She mashing my corn too, by the way.
You're the one managing the auditing. You're the one doing the inventory. You're the one pushing
Juliet,
the business cards.
I'm the security guard, the receptionist.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay. Okay. The most common denominator.
Woo woo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
listen, okay. We have a question here before we go on. This is really some good stuff. And but listen now, Juliet, you do a whole lot of stuff too. Because I writing down some things that you do. And you are amazing
at
what you do. Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
I was mad with you a couple of times.
Oh, receipts are being pulled.
That's right, because a couple of times you hurt my feelings and mashed up my corn.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no.
A couple of times when I put something on notice, I don't send you nothing no more.
What a time. Send me everything now.
but you were always right.
Thank you, right.
But you were, yes, you were correct. Okay, so here's a question. We have a text message here. Stania, I have a company and I'm looking. Now listen, see, first of all, I done mad with you because you hear me talking about sponsorship. We're telling to Stania. Now you telling me you got company and you listen, sponsor, tell it to Stania.
Exactly.
And that is my shameless dead shameless plug. Hello. Now, let me read your text message. Now, here we go now. Go on. Okay. I have a company, and I'm looking to hire someone to promote it.
Okay.
I've just discovered that you can create an AI influencer for a one-time fee.
Yes.
Should I go with AI or a real person who I have to constantly pay? What's your guess, thoughts? I'm going to give my 5 cents, but you're the expert. Mm-hmm. Juliet.
I think it would depend on your target audience. And if we're talking about a Bahamian target audience, I definitely do believe that you need to keep it as authentic and in person as possible. You know, we live in a who you know country. Let's just be realistic about that. And no one's going to know that AI. It's going to be a little bit tougher to connect. And we have a lot of amazing influencers that are worth the cost that you're trying to put in place, and no business comes up off of anything free. Nothing is free. Even if somebody say they're going to give something to you free, nothing free. So the investment that you're putting in to that individual is going to pay off. Now, in the aspect that you're going to go into when trying to hire someone, you want to be meticulous about what it is that you want that person to convey to your consumer. You have to also do your due diligence. Don't just hire someone. Don't just put somebody in that place to showcase your company. Make sure that that person knows your mission, knows your vision. Train the person as if they're an employee, so when they're speaking on your behalf, they have the tone and the mission and vision, and they can convey it effectively. But AI in our particular country, as an influencer, as a body, or someone speaking to us, there can be a possible disconnect. Now, if you can get it to the level of Daskway influencership with the data, then I can see that coming to fruition. It will be fun. It can get you a lot of brand awareness and engagement. But in regards of sales and connecting with your customer, that may be an issue, okay? And ROI. And it's all about the ROI.
Right.
Okay?
And ROI, if you don't know, it means return on investment. Uh-huh. So in other words, it's all about ka-ching, ching, ching. You could have a good, hard one, serve the world, but if you ain't making no money, child, you ain't doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and... like, as a business person, definitely, right? I discovered, of course, we chat box and chat Smith and chat Airy dog on it, buddy. And you know, and I've put it in. I'm like, oh, like, I remember I was like, oh, let me take the easy route now. Let me put in, create a 30-day journal, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, now, so when I look at what they come up with, this me, yeah. This cheesy, I like this me, this so... Man, let me go do my own things as right. I normally do. Like what I found using it, and Juliet is correct. First of all, I think because of just culturally.
Exactly.
Like because culturally, some things just don't apply.
Right.
And don't care how much you put that in AI. It just, when we think about us,
yeah.
We, the people,
mm-hmm.
It just don't translate. And sometimes actually even like when I even go on Fiverr.
Right.
And I'm like trying to, like the other day I was like, I want a new logo. And am I like, none
there's a disconnect.
This man, I need to find a bohemian who could help
right.
me do these things. Because like, honestly, I don't think AI still, you know, and remember now, we're talking about being authentic.
Yes.
We're talking about being real,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so AI is good in many ways and it's good for many things. But to me, right, because of the nature of the culture.
Exactly.
There is a huge disconnect. And yeah. Okay, you say, you know, and I with you, you know, someone you constantly have to pay versus, yeah. you know, the one-time fee. And, you know, as a business person, you're always trying to save that little something.
Yeah.
But in the words of my baby daddy.
Oh, hold on.
And y'all know I don't quote my baby daddy too much. But I could quote him today. Free things is cost you more.
Okay, then. All right. And time
free and cheap
back.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
Let me add a little something. Free and cheap things
right.
cost you more.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you still gotta hire someone to correct the mess that this other person who you was looking for this discount or whatever it is.
Yeah. And ChatGPT currently does not have the data. When you think about
right.
the amount of people in the Bahamas that are using ChatGPT and giving it the data, we need more of that. And as AI develops, you'll see that the language models and the influencers will get closer to that, but never the exact. We are people that love people. And so because of that, we need to make sure that in all of our marketing strategies, we are making sure to incorporate that in some way. It's great to have an AI influencer, maybe for a promotional piece of content, but you have to always incorporate people to people in your marketing strategies in our country where Bahamians love to see Bahamians in person.
Yes.
That's how you build that trust.
You know what? Like, honestly, like, okay, if I call or email, listen, man, ain't nobody on my run. Now, when I show up.
Yes.
Now, mind you, that'd be taking a whole lot out of me because, you know, menopausal, hello. But when I show up, I be sweaty. Anyway, listen, let me focus. But when I show up is when now people, I can connect.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They could look me in my eye and see if I BSing.
Yes.
If I'm talking the truth. It's just, listen, it's nothing, you can't replace this authenticity.
No.
You know, let me give you an example. People wonder how come Trump win.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was authentically him.
Yep. And people wanted authenticity. They yes. didn't care how it looked.
That's right.
They didn't care how it looked. They just That's wanted right. somebody that they felt they could trust to be.
He was being himself.
Who they were. Wow.
Exactly. Wow. I ain't got nothing to say anyway. Hold on now. So how important do you think this is to your business now?
I think it's crucial. I know a lot of people that start businesses and think, I just want to get the customers. I just want to get the customers. But when you go into auditing your business that's already existing, you have to remember that the goal is to service somebody. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you have to connect with that person. It goes back to building relationships and building connection. That's why it's so important to find the purpose first, find the vision first, find the brand message first. What are you trying to convey? What are your values as a person? And then what are your values in business? You can incorporate them in your life. Let's say you have a career and you're trying to excel and get promoted. What are your current goals? What are you trying to convey to this person that you're trying to get promoted to? That I'm a hard worker, that I'm efficient, that I can think on the fly, that I'm analytical. All of these keywords are things that you can use in your hashtags when you're making posts for your business as well. So in anything that you do, think, what am I trying to convey to the person that I actually want to connect with? Because everybody say, oh, my target audience is everybody.
Lies.
No. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem that you're trying to solve, there are particular people that have that problem more than others. And the question is, how do I connect with those people?
Okay, so Juliet, what do you think are some of the branding mistakes that most people make? Like, what have you seen working with people? You know, as simple as, I know we talked a little about the colors, you know, we spend all the time on the colors, but what else, what mistakes have you seen that people make, or they think branding is this when it really ain't this?
Let me tell you, I could put all five in not strategizing. Have strategy. Take your time and don't just put anything out there, because once you put it out there, you can't get it back. Strategize on every detail. I know it sounds very meticulous and particular, but if you're trying to get that person and keep them, that's what you have to be. Mm-hmm. That is your audience, and you're trying to build, you're trying to scale. So in my mind, with my client, I here for you to assist you to do that, because I know that people, you also don't have the time to make the money.
Right.
Okay. So the biggest issue is strategy. When building your marketing strategy, mm-hmm. every flyer, every video, every goal should be placed with a quota. At the end of your strategy, maybe it's a 1-month strategy, maybe it's a 3-month strategy. We're looking back at the data. Mm-hmm. Okay, if let's say you run an advertisement on Facebook and Instagram, let's say you just selling parts on Marketplace. You have to look back and say, what did I return from that? When I put that $50 on that Marketplace ad, I got a return of $500, but I spent on my ad spend $50. So the profit from that was what? Maybe $450, and after I take out the parts, costs, and things like that, I can say what I actually got back. My ROI is important. So building the strategy helps you to not only look at the data so you can be able to scale, but also strategize on another project more efficiently. You'll get to grow both from a wisdom aspect, but also financially.
And so, remember now, ROI is return on investment. Okay, because sometimes people don't know these acronyms and these terminologies and all this type of stuff. So mm-hmm. When you hear someone say ROI, it means return on investment. Correct. In other words, I put all this out here, and what I get back? Mm-hmm. Did I make any money from this?
Yep.
Exactly, because sometimes you don't have no return on investment.
Or you don't even know because you're not auditing your company. And I need somebody to text Daniel on that number and tell her yes or no. Are you auditing your company? Do you know how much money you make every month? Yes or no?
Okay, yes, I know.
That's a good question.
Okay, caller, we have a caller on the line.
Yes, good day, Stanya.
Hi, hello. Hi, I'm good.
Afternoon.
Yeah, I find your guest to be rather intriguing and to the point.
Thank
some
you.
Of the things that both of you have said, you said you want to quote your baby daddy, and I happen to be like sort of a victim of that. And I like to quote my mother.
Wow.
And my children, it's like, you're always quoting your mother. You know, my mother's deceased. Like they say, in most cases, you could have someone do it, or you can do it yourself, right?
There you go.
And when you say you have to to evaluation, you know, sometimes
that's right.
you have to trust mm-hmm. but verify. And when you check into things, the number two, that most people are just doing things because of their agenda.
Oh, wow.
And you have to know if you want to pay for something, you have to take the time, like they say, look before you leave.
Oof. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, I have this, you know, because I have learned this from experience, because if you want to take the, like you said, the pool of target person,
yeah.
you want the Bahamas is limited.
Exactly.
Like, I hope someone like you could be around to basically advise, and I would advise people to probably even connect with you, because
of course.
If you look for basically people like in the legal profession, you have to be very, very careful.
Yes.
When you sit down,
mm-hmm.
as to whether you're going to engage the person's services, because
oh,
you
yes.
find yourself with false representation. I'm not saying just to target the legal profession. I
right.
mean, you know, the legal profession, but it's so prominent in many people sell you a good
exactly.
Okay, caller. Thank you for calling. We're gonna let Juliet bring it home. We've got to take a
yes.
quick commercial break. I see Brittany already signaling to me for commercial break.
Okay.
All right.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
We find the best Bahamian at International Investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
You see, this why I have to talk, Brittany. Business. You see how bad she's doing me. You see how she's be bossing me around. You see how Juliet catch you just now, Brittany. You see that little nasty little thing.
That was powerful.
You see. You see how she treat me, right?
I love it.
I tell you, people think I be
tough
lying
love.
On Brittany. Brittany's doing me bad. You see how she do me just now. I say nothing. Anyhow.
I peep it.
Anyways, listen, tell it to Stanya, actually, I have a sponsor.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So I'm going to read what my sponsor wrote, and then I'm going to tell you what my sponsor, hello. And
okay.
It is Elite Safety and Fire Protection Company. And, you know, she gave me this, like, but 10 paragraphs to read. But she already knows that I am ADHD, adult ADHD, and I just do my own thing.
That's right.
Okay, hello, somebody. So Fire and Elite, or call, sorry, Elite Safety and Fire Protection Company, these are the people. They do so many things, and I learned so much about them. I stopped by this week. And these are the people who they install the fire extinguisher, they service it, they replace it, the smoke detectors, they teach your staff how, in case there's a fire, what to do. They sell fire blankets, you know, the little thing I saw it on TV. You know, when they throw the little blanket over you just in case, and Charlie, ain't nothing getting through that.
Yep.
Then they got some little, and no, I gonna mess this up, the little fireball that it will, I think it named fireball. That let's say if it's a fire or whatever, it's gonna out the fire.
Oh wow!
I'm telling you, they have so many amazing products, guys, that you really need to check them out.
For sure.
Yes, you got to check them out. They have so many things that they do, that they offer. As I said, they come into your company, they educate your staff what to do if there's a fire. I remember working somewhere and child, listen, the fire alarm going off and everybody was lost. Okay,
I mean.
We was trying to figure out what was going on. But anyway, call Elite Safety and Fire Protection Company today, 698-1160. That's 698-1160 or 827-6457. And they also cater to the family island. So you can put it on the boat. They can assist you with all of your fire and safety needs. That's Elite Safety and Fire Protection Company, 698-1160. Or 827-6457. Okay. All right. So we were talking about all kinds of things, and I'm really, really enjoying this because, you know, Juliet, you really are amazing. And like I said, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, Juliet ain't nowhere near this big age what I got here. But as I was saying too, the good thing about working with people who are younger too, like I said, they know about things. They know, like, you know, especially with social media, they know more than we know.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. The wise person knows that they don't know everything at all. Okay?
That's right.
Or nothing at all, really. So if you really need help, I would suggest that, you know, you reach out to her because it's a whole lot.
Yeah.
And when you managing a business, running a business, you got to turn over some things.
Yes.
Okay. You got to turn over. Sometimes that is peace of mind.
Wow.
That's peace of mind. Like, you know, I started doing my flyers, but child, listen, well, because my turn is to do me so stink. I all of them was begging.
They can tell you.
Man, y'all can't do it. Y'all show me how to do this. But it took me a long time to learn. And even now, I still turn it over to other people because there's so many other things that I could be doing. And the thing who is skilled in that area are going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to notice. We're just not going to notice. So you have to turn these things over to the people, to the professionals, the people who know exactly what to do.
For sure.
Okay. So, Juliet, how about someone who may not have a business?
Okay.
And they just want to brand themselves. I mean, they may be a professional, you know, they're entering the workplace or, you know, they want, you mentioned this earlier, a promotion or what have you.
Yes.
How can someone, like, is it the same strategy, the same kind of, like, what is your purpose, skills? Like, is it the same thing in terms of just being, you know, personally branding yourself?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. So I definitely feel like, and this was something that I had to do for myself as well. I didn't know what I really wanted for myself. And after I had my daughter, it was kind of me, you know, soul searching and then also self-identifying. But in order for me to do that, I had to have good people in my environment because a lot of it starts from not knowing exactly where you are. And especially in corporate or in the career realm, you may have a really great job. You may be making a lot of money, but you just don't feel like you're fulfilling a core purpose. You just feel like you're making the money. You may be going out every weekend. The money's being made, but you're just not feeling the ROI, as we talked about, that return on investment.
They know that now.
Everything. The goal is to first, same thing that we would do in a business, but more at the core of who you are. Maybe find a mentor. Maybe find a Miss Tanya.
Hey.
And figure out exactly what your purpose is, what those skills are that you're good at, and finding ways to diversify them, whether It is in the career realm or in your corporate industry or in business. Maybe you are a business owner. We talked about disruption. Maybe there's something that everyone gets annoyed by, but you're just so good at and it's just so natural that you just convey it naturally.
Right.
And it's something that you may be able to do to make yourself a dollar as opposed to being in the career arena. I was in the career arena for almost a decade. And I had all these ideas, like I said. I had all of these visions of what I can do, but I was in a box and I felt like I was in a box because I just had so much more to bring to the table. So what did I decide to do? Figure out what my skills were. Mm-hmm. I identified with those skills and I found ways to diversify those skills into products and monetize them. And anybody could do that. But first, you have to believe in yourself. You have to have purpose within yourself. And you have to have an idea on what those skills are. If you feel like you don't have skills, take the time to educate yourself. Even if it's reading, even if it's being around people that are smarter than you.
Right.
Okay? I think that is where you can begin if you're unsure. If you're sure, but you don't know where to go, then it's always looking at what those things are and auditing yourself. What are my skills? What are my weaknesses? What can I do to progress if I'm on a corporate job as well? Where am I currently in my position? Where would I like to be? What does it take to get there? What does the resumes look like for that person that is there? How do they network? What rooms are they in? Okay. Again, identifying that audience. So it works the same way, but it's more at the core of who you are. And having a mentor can definitely help with that, Ms. Tanya.
Okay.
Plug.
That, shameless plug.
Hey.
I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and then I'm having this the ADHD kicking in now.
What is that?
That's right, because I got about 10,000 conversations going on in my mind. Mm-hmm. And even that serves a purpose, believe
exactly.
it or not, because that allows me to see things from another angle and all
yes.
that stuff. But okay, so I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, you know, everybody actually has a brand.
Yes.
You know
Inevitably.
What I mean? Like, you know, I remember the talking fool now. I remember there was this guy. We used to call him the company man.
Okay.
That's the brand right there,
right
man.
There.
You listen, because the message is, child, listen, you everywhere. But everyone has a brand.
Yep.
So it's based on how people, the message that you're sending, what
yep.
you do, how you show up.
Yes.
So everyone has a brand. Even children
yep.
have a brand.
Mm-hmm. You have to control it. It's inevitable that you'll have a brand. Every time you walk out of your house and you go to somewhere to pay a bill or somebody looks at you and they come up with a perception of who you are. Some people even create elaborate stories. Well,
right.
maybe she's on her way to go see her loved one or da-da-da-da because that's why she's paying her bill. But they come up with elaborate ideas of who you are. You have to reel that in and make sure in everything you do and everything you say and in every action that you do throughout the day, that you're conveying that person. And if it's for you, it should be authentic to who you are. And sometimes it may be inauthentic because you're growing a journey. It is not a destination. You will always grow. And failure is a product of success. So you have to fail to succeed. It is, again, inevitable that you do that. So in all things, just continue to progress and walk in your faith and also be intentional and actionable about constantly conveying your brand. That's in everything you wear and how you speak and the education that you decide to gain in all things. Just be intentional in that.
You know, and you just said it. You said it even in terms of how you look and how you dress.
Yeah.
I remember this was like the first time I was doing Tell It to Stania, okay? The first time I did the show. And, child, listen, when I come out, child, I used to look nice and stink. I ain't gonna tell you, look too bad.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm just like, okay, if I'm not going anywhere, then, well, why I gotta do all that?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time my mom say, Stan, you just look bad.
What a time.
You think I have personality? Yes, my mom had a lot. I got it from her. But she was like, you just look bad. You're on the air. Mm. People don't know what you look like, really. But let's say someone calls your name. Your name is Stania, so ain't too much people have that name.
Yeah.
What do you think that people are going to say about you? You have to look better than what you look when you are out. That's one of the reasons why I even cut off my hair, to tell you the truth, because I was like, well, at least I don't have to go fixing my hair and do all that stuff because I'm presentable. I want to look like this talk show host, this life coach, this business person.
Yes.
So you're creating the brand even in the way you look.
Oh, yeah.
How you show up, because we judge people.
80% of communication is nonverbal.
Exactly.
It's in the tone. It's in your eye contact. So people are receiving more from you when you aren't speaking.
Exactly.
So if you think about that and everything you do and every emotion and train yourself for the person that you want to be. You're competing with yourself daily. What did I do yesterday and how can I better that today? That is all a part of building your brand and articulating your brand. Because you may not be perfect, but you're worth it. You're worth the effort. You're worth the training. You're worth the education. So you take your time and you put the effort into yourself. And when you do that, you see the growth in your business. Sometimes, again, like we talked about before, it may come with the sacrifice that I need to put time aside and hire someone to manage my business for me because I am not there yet and I need to get there. But if that's what it is, let it be so and build on yourself knowing that it's going to help you and turn over more in the long run if I decide to do it.
One step at a time.
One step
yeah,
at a time.
Yeah, you said something very powerful. Sometimes you have to grow into that space or into that person or grow into the brand.
Yes.
And you said this earlier, Juliet, when you said that, you know, the customer service, the customer feedback, because the branding is based also on action and behavior.
Come on.
You know what I mean? On the service that you are also offering.
Yes.
So so all of that is about, so you got to do the work.
You got to put in the work.
You got to do the work. You got to show up. You got to, I mean, and like you said, after you articulate what that message is, okay, does my behavior match up with this message that I want to convey and relate?
Yes.
And relate?
Do you show up? It's a big question for all entrepreneurs. Do you clock in, put on your uniform, and do you show up to work for your business? Or do you attach yourself to it so much that you give yourself too much grace and you don't discipline yourself and you don't call the customer on time? You don't answer them back on time. You make excuses for yourself. I'm too busy. I'm too this. I'm too that. No, you're the only employee. Most entrepreneurs are their only employee. So if you are the manager and the employee, you must discipline yourself and take that into account every time you make the decision to go against your company values. And it all starts with the branding. Because your branding is your values. It's your message. And if you can't please the internal customer, if the internal customer, which is your employee, your staff, the managers, if they can't do the job, imagine what the consumer is going to think. The customer, the external customer, is going to think about the product. So it all starts again with the core, with the purpose and understanding the mission, the vision, the core values. You have to emote that. It starts with the brand, for sure. Build your brand first, then build your network. I'm actually working on my ebook right now. Build your brand, build your network. Anyone that has messaged, anyone that has contacted us, you can still, of course, text Ms. Stanya and let her know, hey, I want to get first dibs on the ebook. When she definitely give you first dibs on that. Because Ms. Tanya spoiled, of course. But yes. Build your brand first, articulate it, bring it to fruition first, be able to speak about it eloquently first. Then let's talk to people. Let's share it. Let's build those marketing strategies. Let's run those ads. Because again, once you put something out there, you can't
this
get it back.
It's done. Yeah. Okay, this has been amazing. And could you please... Please. Oh, Lord. You see, child, listen. How you turning that video around to put that on my TikTok, child?
We got to wait till afterwards.
Okay. And this is why you need young people. Okay, so someone has already messaged asking for your contact information.
Yes, of course.
What is the contact information, Juliet?
So you can find me or book a free consultation at sagemarketingandevents.com. You can also WhatsApp me directly on my company number, which is 525-2841. That is 525-2841. You can also email me at info@sagemarketingandevents.com.
And worst case scenario, I guess if they put in Sage Marketing, you should pop up.
If you put me up on any social media platform, you will find me Sage Marketing and Events. That's LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, everything.
This was brand and market and advertise. Hello,
look
somebody.
Look for the purple and the green and you'll find me. Okay. I promise.
This is amazing. I had an amazing time.
I did too.
Yes, I did. Girl, you guys come back.
Survive.
Yeah, see, I just learned that from the young
clock
people.
It. Yes.
Yes, I just learned that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Then I see you. Okay. See, yes. And Brittany is telling me to get off the air. Listen, Brittany and Dwight work together. Brittany and Dwight work together. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a good weekend, have a good holiday, and I will see you next week.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.